And in the sixth year of the seventh week of this jubilee, Abraham called Isaac his son, and commanded him, saying, I am become old, and know not the day of my death, and am full of my days. And behold, I am 175 years old, and throughout all the days of my life I have remembered the Lord, and sought with all my heart to do his will, and to walk uprightly in all his ways. My soul has hated idols, given my heart and spirit, that I might observe to do the will of him who created me. For he is the living God, and he is holy and faithful, and he is righteous beyond all, and there is with him no accepting of men's persons, and no accepting of gifts. For God is righteous, and executeth judgment on all those who transgress his commandments and despise his covenant. And do thou, my son, observe his commandments, and his ordinances, and his judgments, and walk not after the abominations, and after the graven images, and after the molten images. And eat no blood at all of animals or cattle, or of any bird which flies in the heaven. And if thou dost slay a victim as an acceptable peace offering, slay ye it, and pour out its blood upon the altar. And all the fat of the offering offer on the altar with fine flour, and the meat offering mingled with oil, with its drink offering, offer them all together on the altar of burnt offering. It is a sweet savor before the Lord. And thou wilt offer the fat of the sacrifice of thank offerings on the fire which is upon the altar, and the fat which is on the belly, and all the fat on the inwards and the two kidneys, and all the fat that is upon them, and upon the loins and liver thou shalt remove, together with the kidneys. And offer all these for a sweet savor acceptable before the Lord, with its meat offering and with its drink offering, for a sweet savor, the bread of the offering unto the Lord. And eat its meat on that day and on the second day, and let not the sun on the second day go down upon it till it is eaten, and let nothing be left over for the third day, for it is not acceptable, and let it no longer be eaten, and all who eat thereof will bring sin upon themselves. For thus I have found it written in the books of my forefathers, and in the words of Enoch, and in the words of Noah. And on all thy oblations thou shalt strew salt, and let not the salt of the covenant be lacking in all thy oblations before the Lord. And as regards the wood of the sacrifices, beware lest thou bring other wood for the altar in addition to these: cypress, bay, almond, fir, pine, cedar, savin, fig, olive, myrrh, laurel, aspalathus. And of these kinds of wood, lay upon the altar under the sacrifice such as have been tested as to their appearance, and do not lay thereon any split or dark wood, but hard and clean, without fault, a sound and new growth. And do not lay thereon old wood, for there is no longer fragrance in it as before. Besides these kinds of wood, there is none other that thou shalt place on the altar. For the fragrance is dispersed, and the smell of its fragrance goes not up to heaven. Observe this commandment, and do it, my son, that thou mayest be upright in all thy deeds. And at all times be clean in thy body, and wash thyself with water before thou approachest to offer on the altar, and wash thy hands and thy feet before thou drawest near to the altar. And when thou art done sacrificing, wash again thy hands and thy feet. And let no blood appear upon you, nor upon your clothes. Be on thy guard, my son, against blood. Be on thy guard exceedingly. Cover it with dust. And do not eat any blood, for it is the soul. Eat no blood whatever. And take no gifts for the blood of man, lest it be shed with impunity, without judgment. For it is the blood that is shed that causes the earth to sin, and the earth cannot be cleansed from the blood of man save by the blood of him who shed it. And take no present or gift for the blood of man, blood for blood, that thou mayest be accepted before the Lord, the Most High God, for he is the defense of the good. and that thou mayest be preserved from all evil, and that he may save thee from every kind of death. I see, my son, that all the works of the children of men are sin and wickedness, and all their deeds are uncleanness and an abomination and a pollution, and there is no righteousness with them. Beware, lest thou shouldest walk in their ways, and tread in their paths, and sin a sin unto death before the Most High God. Else he will give thee back into the hands of thy transgression, and root thee out of the land, and thy seed likewise from under heaven, and thy name and thy seed shall perish from the whole earth. Turn away from all their deeds and all their uncleanness, and observe the ordinance of the Most High God, and do his will, and be upright in all things. And he will bless thee in all thy deeds, and will raise up from thee a plant of righteousness through all the earth, throughout all generations of the earth. And my name and thy name shall not be forgotten under heaven for ever. Go, my son, in peace. May the Most High God, my God and thy God, strengthen thee to do his will, and may he bless all thy seed and the residue of thy seed, for the generations forever, with all righteous blessings, that thou mayest be a blessing on all the earth. And he went out from him rejoicing.